Today, after the weeks of celebrating Easter, then the Feast of Pentecost, the Most Holy Trinity, and Corpus Christi, we find ourselves slipping back into ordinary time. And ordinary is exactly how you might describe the subject of today's gospel. When Jesus describes the kingdom of God, he uses a short series of parables about seeds growing into great harvests and small seeds growing into big bushes. These images that we hear about come from our common lived experience. And Jesus' use of such imagery was an accommodation to those who gathered to hear him, as they were able to understand it. Brothers and sisters, I must tell you that I consulted my wife, Peggy Cornett, the curator of plants at Monticello, for seed advice in the preparation of this homily. Jesus' first parable of the seed tells of nature's mysteries of life and growth. The farmer's seed sprouts, grows, forms leaves, and gets itself ready to produce, with no one understanding exactly how it happens, aside from helping it along by watering, fertilizing, weeding, and as the Galilean farmers listening to Jesus knew, driving away crows. This parable is comparing natural growth with our growth in grace, because the reign of God is a living and a growing thing. And we can really only see nature's growth by using a time-lapse camera, or by returning at intervals to observe its growth. So too is the spiritual life. Nature's growth is constant because it takes place night and day, whether people are awake or asleep. In contrast, our spiritual growth is sporadic. One day we may take a giant step forward, the next day a baby step backward. Jesus then gives us a brief, simple, and homey second parable of the mustard seed, which he called the smallest of all the seeds on the earth. Mustard seeds planted in Palestine in Jesus' time could grow into a healthy shrub standing 6 to 10 feet tall. And just like that little mustard seed planted in the ground, so is the Word of God. To us, it may seem insignificant, but by God's grace, that Word can generate great results in the lives of others and truly contribute to the growth of the kingdom of God. The human heart, like fertile ground, must receive the seed. And once received, it begins to grow, and if nourished, blossoms into a mature faith. My friends, like the mustard seed that eventually grows into a large shrub, we need patience and participation. We sometimes feel that doing our little bit in life will make no difference, but it really does. In our speaking out, in small kindnesses, in our presence, in our compassion and care to one another. With the patience and hope of mustard seed faith, our smallest acts of compassion and generosity can sometimes transform the most barren of places into great gardens of hope. Like the parables we hear today, we are called to seek the wisdom of God with the patience and dedication of the sower, and we are entrusted with the work of making the reign of God a reality in our own lives, with a gentle but determined faith of the mustard seed. Our first reading from the prophet Ezekiel today is a kind of foretaste of the parable of the mustard seed that we hear about in the gospel. Ezekiel assures the broken and exiled people of Israel that someday this sprig of a cedar tree this twig of a nation, would become, through God's power, a huge and noble cedar. In Ezekiel, as in Jesus' parables, God shows his love for the tiny, for the unnoticed, and the most vulnerable, all of which God makes into the great, the remarkable, and the strong. My friends, each of our scriptures this weekend indicates that our growth comes from God, but we're responsible for working it out. God reveals his power with those who are, in human eyes, the weak, the insignificant, the poor. And that, my friends, may be us. We who walk by faith should be the channels of God's power in a world where there are so many people who are exiled, refugees, persecuted, despised, outcast, homeless, hungry. Like the tiny mustard seed, God plants us where we are needed, as signs of beauty and promises of future growth, and as replacements for the uprooted along the way. Brothers and sisters, we can be the farmer who plants the mustard seed or the soil that receives it, the giver and the receiver. In both cases, small things like a mustard seed can make a difference. God uses the small things in our lives to build the kingdom of God. And the mission of proclaiming the good news of the kingdom given to the apostles is now given to us. St. Peter Chrysologus, an early church father, explained that the tree of the cross spreads its branches throughout the world and grew into a worldwide community of faith, offering its fruit to the whole world. It's up to us to sow this mustard seed in our minds and let it grow within us into a great tree of understanding, reaching up to heaven. Then it will spread out branches of knowledge. Its fiery kernel will kindle a blaze within us, inflaming our hearts. Yes, a mustard seed is indeed an image of the reign of God. Christ is the kingdom of heaven. Sown like a mustard seed in the garden of the Virgin's womb, he grew up into the tree of the cross, whose branches stretch across the world. My friends, the building of the kingdom of God is God's work. It goes on whether we are working with it or not, whether we are aware of it or not. The vision of the Second Vatican Council suggests that as the branches of the mustard bush are big enough to offer shelter to the birds of the sky, so the arms of the church are to be open, offering hope to all. In the reign of God, poor is rich, weak is powerful, haves are have-nots, and justice is God's own. Brothers and sisters, the life of El Salvador's recently beatified Archbishop Oscar Romero provides evidence that one life, one humble seed, can become a giant shrub of faith. This unassuming and faithful man was willing to learn and grow, and so should we. My friends, today in a special way, Jesus asks us to embrace the faith of the sower, to plant seeds of peace, reconciliation, and justice wherever and whenever we can, in the certain knowledge that in God's good time, our plantings will result in the harvest of the kingdom of God. Amen.
Amen.